Well, hello, hello, hello out there, God's people. It is your girl, APM Powers, coming to you today, of course, with a word of inspiration, encouragement, and empowerment. Today, I want to talk to you guys about a very specific topic. I mean, we're at the end of the year now, and I know you guys have gone through this year, and I'm not really sure how good or bad or however it's been for you, but I just wanted to share something with you. There has been something on my heart that I've been wanting to talk about with you guys for quite some time, because, you know, the reality about life is that everybody goes through something, right? Everybody goes through something, whether you know about it or not, and a lot of times the funny thing is, I mean, you know, and in my life, I just think it's like one of those God things that people can be going through and you have no earthly idea that they are going through, because so many of us are trained to put on a face. So many of us are trained to, you know, keep things to ourselves and not be so open about our personal lives or whatever it is that we're going through. But I'm here today to just, you know, give you some words of encouragement and to talk to you guys about that very thing, because, you know, like I said, life happens to everybody, and no matter what the circumstances is, I know you guys have read books from celebrities. I know that you guys have heard stories about people and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, who would have known that that person was going through that? Or how could this person, even being famous or being wealthy or being in this particular situation, could be going through this and that? But life happens to everybody. You know, the word of God says that time and chance happens to us all. And that is, couldn't be furthest from the truth. And that's what kind of what I want to talk to you guys about today. I definitely want to say that, you know, it won't always be easy. Life isn't easy. This thing called life that we're going through right now, it is not always easy. And that is not just meant for you. That's for me. That's for anybody who's under the sound of my voice that is willing to, at any given point, just be honest about the things that they've gone through in life. And so, again, but I do believe, you know, my pastor always says God takes us through to get us to. I stand on that. And so, again, I just come to you today to tell you, hey, my life as well, it is not perfect. That is not what I come to you for, to tell you that my life is perfect, to tell you that I've never been through anything, because that would be a blatant lie. But I do come to you to encourage you that you can get through anything, especially when you know God, but also when you embrace your circle, when you have people that can pour into you, that can surround you with love and support, you can get through anything. And of course, if you have God Almighty on your side, there is nothing that you can't overcome. There is nothing that you can't get through. So even if you're going through right now and you are under the sound of my voice, I just want to encourage you that it's not going to be easy, but you shouldn't give up. You shouldn't quit. You shouldn't stop doing what you're doing. You shouldn't stop, you know, embracing the fact that you were put here for a purpose and trying to walk that purpose out. But again, guys, it's not going to be easy all the time. Everybody goes through something. I mean, I know you guys have read different things. There's been things in the news here recently about some celebrity that's going through, or that, you know, endured something that you're like, oh my gosh, how did she do that? You know, especially when you're talking about relationships, abusive relationships, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, that's my favorite singer, or oh my gosh, that's my favorite actress. How could she have possibly gone through this? Guys, we are all human, and no one is above difficulty. No one is above trials and tribulations. They happen to us all, guys, and we have to find our own way to get through them. And so that's what I come to you today to tell you. It's not always going to be easy. And somebody who's listening to the sound of my voice right now is going through right now. And I just want to encourage you, keep going. Don't quit. But listen, the first thing I want to say is, really, who's in your circle? Use your outlet, guys. We've got to get over this thing about we can't tell people about what we're going through. We can't talk to someone. But even if it's a professional, even if it's a therapist, that has to be okay, because you have to do what's best for you. And like I said, especially the strong people. Now, I've told you guys this before about me. I'm the strong friend. I'm the friend that everybody comes to for advice. I'm the friend that everybody goes through and just assume that everything is okay. So especially for you, if you are that person, because I'm that person in my group, if you are that person, guys, check in on your strong friends, okay? Call them and ask them if they're okay. Call them and ask them if they need anything. And 9 times out of 10, they're not going to really reveal to you, but you never know, because everyone has their breaking point. Everyone has a point to where it's like, I just can't take it anymore and I need to talk to someone. So you never know when that time for your friend can be with you calling just to check on them, just to tell them that you love them, just to say, hey, if you need anything, I'm here for you. If you need to talk, I'm here for you. Because sometimes, guys, your strong friends, they need to hear that as well. And so I just dropped by today again to tell you it won't be easy. It's not going to be easy for you to do it, because again, when you're the friend that's always calling the strong friend, you definitely don't feel like that strong friend is going to confide in you. But you never know, because again, and be obedient to what God is saying to you. Be obedient to, you know, those quickenings in your spirit, or something told me, or you were just dropped in my mind. Be obedient to that. When you have those sorts of things, make sure you call that friend and check on that friend, because it's not by happenstance that that thing dropped in your spirit. That is an assignment for you, and I need you guys to pass this test. I need you to actually call that friend and see about them, because as I stated earlier, everybody goes through. No one is exempt from going through something, whether it be relationship issues, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety, whether it be things that are happening in their life that you don't know anything about. You know, whether it be they just lost their job, they just got laid off, they're in a situation where their husband is leaving them, they're in a situation where their wife is leaving them. No matter what the circumstance is, it doesn't have to be textbook. It doesn't have to be something that you even know about. Maybe they've lost a parent and they're going through. Guys, everybody goes through something. And not everybody shares their story, at least until, like, you know, especially when people write books, right? Until they're ready, until they've healed from it, and then they can come out and say it. But some of those people need you when they're going through. Some of those people need you when they're going through. They don't need you after the book has been released, because their healing has come at that point. But if you want to be a good friend and you want to check in on your friends and you want to make sure that your friend is doing well and tell them that you love them, sometimes that's all you got to do, guys. And the other thing I want to give you guys today, sometimes your advice is not always warranted. Sometimes you just need to let them get out what's in their heart, what's on their mind, and let them vent. And you not say anything. You just say, hey, I'm here if you need me. Hey, I love you. If nobody else has told you that they love you today, I want to tell you today that I love you. I'm your friend and I'm here from you, here for you. And if you need anything from me, you can call me anytime. Sometimes that's all they need to hear. Everybody doesn't really want your feedback on their situation. Let me say that again. Everybody doesn't want your feedback, want or need your feedback on their situation. Because a lot of times when people are going through, right, they're in a different headspace. They have a different lens than the lens that you see. You guys ever had those friends that, you know, you go through something and they're like, oh, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me, girl. Couldn't be me, homeboy. I'd be left. I would just do this or I would do that. Well, maybe they're not you. Maybe they don't have your strength. So sometimes, friends out there, sometimes you just need to listen. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. Sometimes you need to ask them, hey, is there anything you need right now? I'll send it to you. I got you. I'm coming over. I'm headed over. Whatever the circumstance may be, sometimes it does not warrant your 2 cents as far as how you think they should handle the situation, i.e., or how you should handle the situation. No, sometimes that's not warranted. Sometimes they really just want to share their pain with you, and they just want you to listen. So if that's the case, you got to be able to read the room now. You got to know your friend. You got to know your girlfriend. You got to know your homeboy. You got to know whoever it is that you're talking to so that you can offer the right thing. And also, I would just encourage, seriously, like, so if you call somebody up and say, hey, I'm just checking on you, and then they start sharing their issues with you, you kind of go into a prayer, or you kind of do what you need to do to say, hey, God, let me know how I need to respond. Because again, as I just stated, sometimes a response is not even warranted. Sometimes you just need to hug their neck. Sometimes you just need to go by there. Sometimes you just need to send them some flowers and say, I'm thinking about you. Whatever the case may be, you have to let your heart lead you. You have to let God lead you. But sometimes, I'm just saying, it's okay if you don't have to give any type of advice or tell them what you would do. Okay? So, you know, but a lot of people tell their story, you know, when the story's over. You guys know, especially celebrities, you know, we've got these books coming out, these tell-all books of what they done been through. And you've seen these people, right, on TV, doing movies, writing books, doing these different things. And you're thinking, I would have never known that they went through this. Everybody goes through something. We need to stop putting on that facade that just because somebody's making X amount of dollars, just because they're in this situation, that they don't go through anything. I always talk about athletes because I have athletes personally connected to me. Nobody knows what these athletes go through. They're just fans and they're sitting back going, hey, you're getting paid a lot of money. This is what our expectation is. We don't want to hear about your personal life. We don't want to know that you're going through something. We just want you to shoot the ball, or we just want you to hit the ball, or we just want you to run the ball. But those people too, they have feelings. They go through stuff, and sometimes we don't even know. But we need to try to really exhibit some compassion because of our ignorance, because we don't always know, and because we can't assume we know just because we buy a ticket to a game, somebody. We can't assume we know just because we buy the ticket to the movie, somebody. We can't assume we know just because we read the book that might have been considered the tell-all book, but don't really have those underlining issues laid out in the book. Okay? Okay? Because when somebody writes the book, or when somebody shares their story and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she went through that. I remember reading Viola Davis's book. I remember reading, she played Jane Pittman. She's passed away just recently. But anyway, I remember reading her book. And you would never know that these people went through the things that they went through. You know why? Because they were on TV. They were shining. They looked good. They had money, or so we thought, or whatever. And that was their situation. So sometimes you're not going to know the whole story, everybody. But what I want to bring to your attention today is, what about the people who didn't make it out? What about the people who didn't get to write the book because they were so suicidal that they took their life? What about the people who don't share and truly end up broken, addicted to drugs, incarcerated, etc., etc., etc.? Because the stories really go on. And the sad thing is that a lot of times we don't hear about those stories, right? Until it's too late. Or we don't hear about those stories at all because now the person is no longer relevant. But I'm telling you today, celebrity or not, whoever you are relevant. Your story is worthy of someone listening to it, someone hearing it. So I want you to understand, no, it won't always be easy, but I want you to know that there is a way out. I don't think that the answer to your situation, to whatever you're going through today, I don't think it's about you taking your life. I don't think it's about you thinking that it's the end of the world and you don't have any other outs. There's always other options. You have somebody. I pray that somebody who is being led to call you today will call you. I pray that this podcast will bless you. I pray that you will keep pressing on, because there is purpose in your life, because you are still above ground. And I just pray that you continue to walk that thing out, because when God has purpose for your life, the fact that you're still living, you have breath in your lungs, you can hear this podcast, there is more in store for you. Okay? There is more in store for you. So, you know, my first tip to those who may be listening to this podcast today is, who's your outlet? Who do you talk to? Or do you feel like you're one of those people where you can't talk to people, or you can't let everybody know your secrets, or you can't let anybody know what you're going through? Because everyone needs an outlet, people. Everybody, including myself. I have mentors. I have coaches that I actually personally talk to about my own self. Because, you know, I've shared with you guys, I think, you know, COVID affected me a lot on a grander scale than I really realized, as far as me being removed out of my training and speaking and interacting with people to just really being home alone. Because what I did notice was that my husband's schedule never changed, but my schedule did. And so from that, there was a domino effect of different ways that I was responding to things because I was so accustomed to getting my energy from people. But COVID shut that down for me. I was on lockdown almost. My mind wasn't really functioning in the way that it was accustomed to functioning. And so I had to come to terms with that reality, and I had to seek some help, and I had to talk to somebody in order to heal my own mental state, right? And so although I'm here encouraging you at that particular time, I really didn't even realize that I needed encouraging myself. And that happens more so than we believe or ever think, especially the strong friend. Remember, I'm telling you guys that I'm the strong friend, so everybody dials my number. And if you dial my number, that is not an indication for you to stop dialing my number. All I'm saying is check in on your strong friends. Check in on that person that you often call and you drop C's with to make sure he or she is okay, right? Because we can't live in this world alone. And you're not alone. I want you, if you're under the sound of my voice right now, I want you to know today that you are not alone. You need an outlet. And if you don't know who your outlet is, you need to figure that out ASAP. Even if you have to seek a personal therapist or someone that you can pour out to so that you can get the healing that you need for your own mental state, right? Because you're so much better here. God still has a purpose for you. There is no need for you to take your life. There is no need for you to be contemplating suicide. There is no need for you to feel as though you are alone during this time, because you're not. Don't quit. Don't give up. I just did a podcast about that. Don't give up. Don't quit on yourself, because again, there is more in store for you. You know, sometimes we're so focused on, you know, the stories of other people that we forget that we have our own stories. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, you have to be an author, you have to become, you know, somebody that you're not. But what I'm saying is everybody goes through, and you're no different. And stop beating yourself up and stop making yourself feel as though something is wrong with you, because it's not. Everybody goes through, and you're no different. You're not the exception. You're not this, you know, everybody goes through something. And you guys should see this enough, especially now with social media. We have celebrities and people are going, oh my God, how did he cheat on her? Or why would somebody cheat on her? Hey guys, this is life. Nobody's exempt from that sort of foolishness. And again, no one can control what someone else does. People cheat for so many reasons, and it ain't because of what somebody looks like, okay? So let's free ourselves from that as well. So don't quit. Don't give up on you, okay? Believe in yourself. Your mess is still the possibility to be a message for someone else, okay? Your test is just a testimony that you get to share to bless someone else's lives. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we're so focused on the stories of others. You know, we're so busy reading these other books, and we're busy reading other people's story and what they've been through. But we have our own stories. And like I said, it doesn't mean that you have to become an author, but you never know who your message is going to bless or who your message is going to get someone else through, right? But you have your own story. So learn how to share your own story in your own time and in your own way. I'm not saying that you got to go out here and start posting and this, that, and the other. Because the other thing I want to share today, social media is not always the answer. You got a lot of prophets on social media who profess to know this and profess to know that. But on a serious note, there are real therapists out here who can talk you through and can get you through to helping you with your situation. But even if you don't need a therapist, hopefully you have a friend or someone that you can confide in, because you are not alone and you don't have to go through what you're going through alone. And so, again, I just dropped by today to tell you that, to encourage you to seek some sort of outlet, to seek some sort of peace for yourself. Stop going through alone. Stop using alternative methods that aren't really healing your situation. You know, if you're a God person, then obviously you know what the Word of God says about the things that we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to seek, which is in Matthew 6:33. You know, if when you seek those things, all other things will be added unto you. But if you're not a God person, you got to understand where your outlets lies. But understand also, though, that God works through people. So when that person calls you and asks you how you doing, don't just give them a blessed and highly favored, especially if you down in the dumps, especially if you need to talk to someone, okay? I need you to be somewhat transparent. Again, you have to be careful with who you share your story with, but I do believe, I'm a firm believer that you're not in this world by yourself and someone cares for you. And if you care for someone and you know they're going through, send this message to them so that they can seek their outlet, so that they can go to someone else to try to seek help for themselves. Because guys, we can't live in this world by ourselves. We can't live in this world by ourselves. But understand, living in this world, even with other people, it's not going to always be easy. You have to pick and choose who you're sharing your stuff with, because everybody's not for you, right? Everybody's not against you either. I do believe that there are more people for you than there are against you. One of my life verses is Romans 8:31. If God be for me, who? Okay? If God be for me, who can be against me? Does it even matter? Because God is for me. So God wants you to win today. And that's why I dropped by today to just give you this message about not giving up. But it's not going to be easy. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've gone through, again, it's for someone else. So stop hiding too. Stop hiding behind. You can't share your testimony with everybody. I do understand that. But there is somebody out there who needs to hear that you made it through. In the situation that you was in, when you didn't think that you was going to make it through, when you didn't think you was worthy of even being on this earth no more, you made it through. And that is a message for somebody else. And it's up to you to share your message. I can't share your message. Only you can share your message. But you are going through sometimes for others to get to, for you to get to, for God to get you to. Okay? I hope this message blesses you today, guys. Again, it won't always be easy. You know, just because that's what we see, just because that's what we read, understand when people are writing things, especially books, they've been through something. So when you read those books, you need to read those books with the perspective that, my God, they were able to go through something and now they're able to share this situation, but hopefully they're coming out brand new and shiny on the other side. And I hope that's you today. Again, this is APM Powers, and I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in today to listen to this word of encouragement. Again, if this word encourages you, if you know someone, if you've been talking to someone, please share this word of encouragement with them, and I pray that it blesses their lives, and I pray that it continues to bless your life. Thank y'all so much for listening, for tuning in today. Until next time, APM Powers signing out.